This is URN.
Money. Your student maintenance loan should be in during the first weeks of university, and managing your own money can be a daunting task. But student services located in the Portland building are here to help. With a drop-in session this Friday, 12 till 1pm, here you can get money, tips, as well as help with paying for your accommodation and tuition fees. You can be assured that you won't be alone in any of your money queries.
You're listening to The Checklist on URN.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. We are now joined by Anya Lawrence, who is a third-year student and a part-time worker. But first, we're going to go to a quick interview that we had with someone from the student financial services here on campus earlier today.
So what tips would you give a student for their budgeting when their student loan comes in?
Okay, well, I think it's really important that students do actually think about a budget, and many don't. So because you get your student loans or grants at the start of each term, you get a huge amount of money in, and you forget that you've got to, all these things to pay through the coming months, and you just go out and spend it, and that's really not a very sensible thing to do. So my advice would be to prepare a budget in whatever way is best for you. So you could just use an Excel spreadsheet, you could do it on Word, or you could just write it down, or you could use an online planner. And make sure that when you know how much you've got in, that you think about what costs you've got to pay, so your accommodation or your rent, your bills, your mobile phone bill, things like that. Work out what's left at the end of it, and that's the money then you've got left to go out and have a good time, because after all, you want to have a good time whilst you're here at uni, as well as study. Some budgeting tips that we've actually had from students are things like don't shop when you're hungry, look for the bargains at the end of the day in local supermarkets, don't take your cash card out or your debit card out on a night out, make sure that you take the cash with you and only spend the cash. That's probably one of the best tips I think that students have said to us. That's a really helpful one. And just generally make sure that you have got enough money and that you're planning, you know, you are planning and thinking about the costs that you've got to go before you get your next student finance instalment coming through.
And what options or programmes are open for students who are struggling with managing their money?
Yeah. Well, every year we see a significant number of students who are finding it difficult for one reason or another to manage on the money that they have. And we do have, university has a student hardship fund, which is there to help our students who have home fee status. And then if you're an international student, you can contact the international student support team and they'll see whether they're able to offer any support and advice. But for home students, I'd encourage them to either come and see us to have a quick chat, or to just download the application form for the Student Hardship Fund and make an application. We're not interested really in whether you've misspent your money. We prefer to look at students who are really struggling financially. So, you know, this is again where the budgeting comes in. If you've budgeted well but you're still struggling, then that's a really good time when you should think about applying for the Student Hardship Fund.
Thank you so much for that, Alison from Student Finance. We pre-recorded that with her earlier, but she had some really, really great advice and tips there, guys. So definitely have a listen to that. And if you missed anything there, because I know there was a lot of information to take in, the website will be later on. What we have in now is we have Anya, who is actually a student here in her third year of university. Now, Anya, you have obviously experienced all the problems that students can have with money, and you also have a part-time job working in the student bar here. We've had a question in from Hamza, who wants to know how difficult is it to get a part-time job in Nottingham, would you say? How did you find it yourself?
In my first year, I didn't really look for jobs. I'd occasionally go on Gumtree and look, but I wasn't really actively looking. And then about halfway through my second year, I decided that it was like I really needed a job because I wanted to go travelling in the summer. So I started by looking at Uni Temps, which is the university like job network, really, and Gumtree as well, and different things like that. Because the issue is really, as a student, when you move away from home, you're obviously not, you're not living in Nottingham full time, you go back home for the holidays. So I found it a little bit hard to kind of, like, you'd apply for a cafe job or something like that and they'd want you to still work in Nottingham for that job. So I was really lucky to get the job at Mooch, which is the bar on campus, because they close during the holidays. Some employers, they're a little bit more flexible with that. They'll let you go home, or if you work somewhere like Tesco or Boots, more often than not, they can like transfer you. So the branch, your home branch, if you're working at your home branch, you might be able to work at the Nottingham branch and then vice versa. I was probably only looking for maybe a month, like really hard, before I got the Mooch job.
I mean, I think the great thing about Nottingham is obviously having University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent, there are a lot of students in the city. So I think businesses realise that and know that, you know, students are looking for jobs. And so they do employ quite a lot of students. So like, as you said, it's not necessarily that difficult to find a job if you really want it and really search for it. But definitely UniTemps is probably one of the best sites. Just one last question for you, Anya. In terms of your best tips for saving money, what did you find? Anything in addition to kind of the useful hips and tints we've used after having blown some of our money? What did you find was something that was really useful?
Elliot kind of touched on it a bit, really. You've got to prioritise, I think. That's really important. Do you really want the branded Cheerios? Or do you want, like, or would, like, will it matter if you get the supermarket own brand? Also think about, like that pair of shoes that you really want, that could equal, like, two nights out. Which one would you prefer? I'm serious. I think it's quite a balancey option. It's also... what's really important is, I found, is getting an NUS card. You can get deals with your Nottingham University student card anyway, but it doesn't have an expiry date on. Places on Nottingham tend to accept it. Some places aren't now, like Urban Outfitters.
I know, I have noticed that.
Awful. But having an NUS card is really worth it, guys. You can get one for 3 years, like £30 or something.
It's not very expensive at all.
And it's really worth it, especially for online shopping, ASOS, things like that. Things that you are just really important. Also get a travel card, like the 16 to 25 travel card. If you want to go home, it saves you so much money.
This is URN.